You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration. And today I'm sharing two more stories from our latest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Be You. This is a collection of stories about female empowerment, self-discovery, self-esteem, self-care, and also about women helping each other to be the very best versions of themselves. So in our first story, Colleen Kenny tells us that when she was a kid, she had one of those big sisters from one of those programs that provides kids with a mentor and friend. Colleen's big sister, Fran, gave her one of the best pieces of advice she'd ever received, explaining that if Colleen wanted to be a nurse, she should make sure to get a bachelor's degree in nursing. Now, the guidance counselors at Colleen's school hadn't told her that, and Colleen might have gone to a school that didn't have nursing degrees, not realizing she would need that specific degree if she wanted to graduate and go right to work as a nurse. So during fall of the senior year of high school, at college night, Colleen met the dean of admissions from the University of Virginia School of Nursing. And the dean said, "You apply to the university, and then you apply to the School of Nursing second year." And then she outlined the curriculum and the clinicals and the whole application process. Well, when it was time to fill out the application, Colleen answered an essay question about who had influenced her life the most. She wrote about her big sister, who had been assigned to her when she was 8 years old and her father died. Well, Colleen ended up waitlisted for UVA, but she did get into Mary Washington College, went there for a couple of years, and then transferred to UVA School of Nursing. Now, that was in the 1990s, before we were all able to keep in touch with each other via the internet. So Colleen lost contact with Fran until 22 years later, when she reconnected with her on Facebook and was able to thank her. Colleen says, "I was able to tell her what an impact she had made on my life. Without her advice to work for my bachelor's degree, becoming a nurse practitioner with a master's degree would have been much more difficult. I've spent my career caring for the frail elderly, and Fran's influence on my work ethic and compassion is deep and enduring." And then Colleen, as an adult, met the young child of a former classmate, and this six-year-old had a bad home situation and needed a role model and mentor, someone who could help her the way that Fran had helped Colleen. So Colleen became her big sister, paying it forward. And that little girl is now a teenager who is looking at colleges with strong art and engineering programs. She has a 3.8 GPA and she's doing great, with Colleen cheering her on the same way that Fran did for her.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So Colleen acted as the big sister that a little girl needed. And in another story from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Be You, Amelia Aguilar-Cas tells us how she helped a whole school full of girls realize their potential. Amelia's a teacher in a small farming community in Oregon, where she teaches English as a second language for girls who grew up speaking Russian or Spanish. She says, "One day, I asked the girls what careers they were interested in. Across the board, the unanimous answer was either wife/mother or hairdresser. I was perplexed. These were bright girls with so much to offer, such promise and untapped potential. And yet, they saw only two paths in their futures. These girls needed role models. They needed exposure to the working world so they could make informed decisions. Amelia was able to find a grant program that would help her expose these girls to the whole range of career opportunities out there. She set up a program through which women came to the school and discussed their work. The girls listened and they got it. At the end of the school year, Amelia asked the question again, 'What careers are you interested in?' This time the responses were very different. Social workers, accountants, educational professionals, bookkeepers, nurses, managers. When the grant expired, Amelia was disappointed because she wanted to keep doing this for these girls. And then she received a call from an educational research program in Portland that had heard about her successful program. They offered to fund it for another year at a higher level so Amelia could make the program even better. She says, "In retrospect, I feel validated in having influenced positive changes in the girls' aspirations. It was an honor being a role model, mentoring the girls, making a real difference in their lives, empowering them to succeed, and educating them about future career options." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Be You, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read more about it. And you will find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. If you want to become one of our writers, check out the Submit Your Story section of our website. We're collecting stories and poems on a variety of topics, so there are hundreds of opportunities to get published by us. And we're always looking for new writers to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. Come back for our next episode to hear a couple of powerful poems from our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, I'm Speaking Now. Black women share their truth in 101 stories of love, courage, and hope. And you'll get to hear from the writers as well.